From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. A majority of the victims are said to be security forces. Witnesses say the bomber riding a motorbike struck a security checkpoint separating the Khyber tribal district from Peshawar. Rescue workers and local officials say a senior officer of the tribal police force and a local journalist are among the dead. This is a hospital official from Hyatabad Medical Complex.
Dead bodies may ek bacha aur panch adults.
He says that at that particular hospital where some of the victims are being treated, among them there is one child and five adults among the dead bodies. And among the injured admitted there are two children. The rest are all adults. So far, there have been no immediate claims of responsibility. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to the White House for a meeting Tuesday to discuss the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal and the fight against the Islamic State. Vice President Joe Biden is due to attend the meeting and lunch with the leaders as well. Australia has been conducting airstrikes in both Iraq and Syria as part of the U.S.-led coalition bombing against Islamic State targets since late 2014. The Pentagon said Turnbull and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter discussed developments in Iraq and Syria during their own meeting on Monday. An estimated 3,500 people, mainly women and children, are believed to be held as slaves in Iraq by Islamic State militants who impose a harsh rule marked by gruesome public executions. That's according to the United Nations Tuesday. The militant group has committed widespread abuses that amount to war crimes, among others. That's according to the report. VOA News.